And we are back here on Z98. It's the Rensher Dental post-game show. Mark McClure here from South High School, joined now by Lady Demons head coach Kelly Snodgrass. And I think that, and we've talked after a lot of games, and you've always said if you take snippets, if you take snapshots of games, you play really good basketball. And it's certainly seen that way in the first quarter. What a first quarter it was. You came out with energy, made shots that were tougher than South was in that opening quarter, and then it just seemed to fall away from you there in the second and the third.
Yeah, you know, girls did exactly what I asked. We said we had to have a strong start. You know, we had to be the aggressor going out, and they did. They really responded. Obviously, without E, Aisha, and Ashlyn, our two senior leaders, in foul trouble, we're going to struggle a little bit. I felt like we kind of didn't handle their shock. We knew they were going to press, and we had some ill-advised turnovers, and then they cut it. You know, I wanted to use a timeout, but at the same time, I knew how much I was going to need them towards the end because we're not great at in-the-game situations. But, you know, I felt like the girls, I don't think we had a turnover in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's the growth that I've seen. But we just got to put four solid quarters together, for sure.
And I was going to talk about that with this team in general. You've been with this team since training camp, going through the entire season. The team seemed to grow up an awful lot. You know, certainly there were hiccups, there were, you know, bumps in the road. But how do you think this team developed over the course of the season, being such a young team?
For sure. You know, I think at every position we got better, you know. Obviously, Aisha and Ashlyn had to take the brunt of it. We're going to miss them terribly, but just the fact that our young guards and posts grew up. You know, Tatum is always our energy. You hear her on the bench, you hear her on the court. She really gets us fired up. You know, Piper, she's an athlete. She's 6-6 from the free throw line. If I can tap into her potential, but she hasn't played the game a lot. So, you know, I'm excited to see what she's going to do in the future. You know, Addie Taylor came in and gave us a huge spark, huge lift there in the first quarter. If she continues to put time in and grow, I feel very confident where we're going to be in the guard position next year. You know, Jersey is probably one of the versatile players that we've got. She can go inside, she can go out. She's going to go in there and get my rebounds, and she's going to guard the point guard to the center. You know, I think she had to guard Lewis and Liberals. So, you know, Emily, I've been on her and on her because I need a point guard, and, you know, she has responded. She handled the pressure well. I yelled at her to shoot that three, and we got exactly what we wanted. You know, obviously little to no legs there at the end, but the ceiling is endless if these girls will put in time in the offseason. You know, I've got a young bench, but our JV did good things. You know, they competed. So those girls have got to be ready for next year. We only lose two. I mean, they are a big two, let me tell you. They let us in every category, and they're irreplaceable. But the youth that we have and the experience that they gained this year, if they will stick with it and put in time in the offseason, I like where we'll be next year for sure.
And you've been around a lot of teams in your coaching time here with the Red Demons. What was unique about this particular group?
You know, I have, and you're dating me. No, just kidding. This group, like I said, they're probably their competitiveness from top to bottom. You know, I've got some fire that you can't really teach in Tatum and Piper. Like, they are just fireballs. And then, you know, I think those freshmen, they're just going to compete at everything that we need to do. Obviously, Ash and E are going to be very, very successful in what they go on to do. But as a whole, just their competitive nature. We got to get smarter. We got to get more skilled on the basketball. But I knew that they were going to fight through to the end for me.
And, again, you go in after this game. You go into the locker room. You kind of approach the team after the game. What is the talk after a game like this? Because, again, you really felt like after the beginning that it was going to be really close throughout, but it just could not get the shots that you wanted to knock them down in the second and the third.
Yeah, you know, same message. You know, they gave me their whole heart. We got to get better at in-the-game situations. We took the time out and said face guard and then foul immediately, and they get three passes off. Just those little things that we got to get better at. Turnovers, you know. We got to get better at handling the ball. But overall, just the start and the finish shows a lot. We just have to figure out how to withstand. I mean, what, they went on a 20-some run. So we have to get better at stopping the bleeding, you know. I think that's probably going to be our message. But, you know, it was a season of highs and lows, and that's what you get with youth. But they could have gone one of two ways against Hayes, and they went the right way for sure. They came out and competed for us, and I think we shocked South a little bit. I would have liked to shock them and finish the deal, but overall proud of how they competed.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Really appreciate you coming on all throughout the year.
Thank you.